Creating the master schedule. The master schedule shows when products will be available and serves as the basis for promising orders to customers. Here we address how to create a time-phase master scheduling grid, determining supply and demand relationships over time, including how to calculate the projected available balance and available to promise. Time-phase master scheduling grid. The master scheduling process begins with the creation of the master scheduling grid, or time-phase master scheduling grid. The master schedule format is a time-phased grid format that looks similar to a spreadsheet. As time progresses, the master production schedule is regularly recalculated and revised to align with any modifications. Exhibit 4-15 displays a master scheduling grid that was created using an 8-week rolling planning horizon. The master production schedule requires a rolling schedule that continually updates. As a result, it reflects both current conditions and actual customer orders during each period. Below is an overview of each item contained in this MPS grid. Item: what is being produced? Quantity on hand: the number of the item that the organization has currently available less any allocations. Lot size: the rules that are in place for the volume/size of a production run. Forecast: the input of the sales forecast from the S&OP production plan. Customer orders: the real customer orders from sales. Projected available balance, PAB, the forecasted inventory on hand. For the first week, this is the initial inventory, quantity on hand, plus MPS quantities, zero in this case, and minus the actual customer orders because it is inside the demand time fence. For periods beyond the demand time fence, it is the projected inventory on hand from the prior week plus MPS quantities for the current week, minus the greater of the forecast or customer orders. MPS quantity: the output of actual production, not when production begins. If the organization has positive inventory above the safety stock level, the MPS production quantity is zero. The MPS quantity is based on the order policy, available to promise, ATP, a technique that enables sales and customer service to determine whether a customer order can be fulfilled as requested. Note that in this example, the demand data, including forecast and orders received to date, have been entered into the grid for an end item, a chair in the example, that is to be produced in a lot size of 80 units. There is no safety stock requirement, and the current on-hand inventory is 45 units. Note also the double line between the first and second week of October. This represents a demand time fence, which is addressed elsewhere. For the purposes of the discussion that follows, calculations made inside the zone for week one, consider only actual customer orders. The forecast is no longer considered. Actual customer orders are used to plan inside the demand time fence because production so near at hand needs to be based on orders, not projections. The forecast, or customer orders, if greater, is used in the later periods because more orders will likely still be placed. Use of actual customer orders if greater addresses situations such as a large customer order coming in with advance notice. The inputs into the master schedule are the forecast and the actual customer orders. The outputs from the master schedule include the MPS quantity, which is the anticipated build schedule for end items in the appropriate lot size quantities, and the ATP or similar information. PAB and MPS calculations. Assume that the door manufacturer uses a make-to-stock chase production strategy for a set of items and produces these items in lots of 100, an amount that can be produced in an average week. Assume a uniform week length for simplicity. The beginning inventory is 70 units, which is shown in Exhibit 4-16 in Week 0 in the projected available balance line. Since this is a chase schedule, production does not need to be uniform in each week. Organizations might achieve more level production by scheduling production for other items in the weeks when these items are not being produced. Exhibit 4-16. Partially completed master schedule. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines projected available balance, PAB, as follows: an inventory balance projected into the future. It is the running sum of on-hand inventory minus requirements, plus scheduled receipts and planned orders. Use the following calculation to determine the PAB for each week. But note that we will be presenting another version of this calculation elsewhere for calculating PAB when time fences are used. The beginning PAB in the first week is the beginning or opening inventory, as shown in the calculation. If inventory can be used to cover the entire planning horizon, then no production will be scheduled for this item. At any point where the PAB would be negative, such as for week two above, the master production schedule line is used to schedule supply. The formula calls the MPS line a scheduled MPS receipt because production may need to be started earlier. This is the due date when it should be ready. The material requirements planning system will determine when various parts of the order need to be released. Exhibit 4-17 shows how this master schedule would be completed. Exhibit 4-17. Completed master schedule. Note that there are no negative PABs in the completed schedule. The PAB for week 2 is now calculated to include the MPS of 100 units. In week 3, the PAB is. A scheduled MPS receipt is again needed to keep the PAB from being negative. Week 4, however, can be fulfilled using existing inventories, so it doesn't need any MPS production, even though it reduces the inventory to zero. When organizations use safety stock, the MPS would instead be triggered whenever the PAB would go below the safety stock level. At this point, the master schedule is still considered preliminary, as it has yet to be checked against capacity. Prior to this capacity check, the master schedules for related end items need to be aggregated.